I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Russia and Ukraine target energy sources as winter looms. Stick around to learn how you can help believers prepare. Later, gospel workers who refuse to leave a war zone see God move on their behalf. First, the energy war between Russia and Ukraine leaves citizens on both sides scrambling this winter. Ukraine has struck at least 21 of Russia's 38 large oil refineries since January, leading to gas shortages. Meanwhile, Russia is targeting Ukraine's gas infrastructure. Emergency power blackouts have touched nearly every region in Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says a partner in Kyiv sent a desperate message last week about one Russian strike.
The damage that was done to the electrical facility was so great that the local leaders said this will not be rebuilt until the war ends.
You can imagine what no light or heat source means for that partner's house.
Last year, it was a temperate winter, but this year we're hearing that it's going to turn cold and it already has become much colder.
SGA equips local Christians for ministry through the Heat and Hope Outreach.
All the food we send over, everything we send over for winter warmth, all of that goes through the local church. Why? That people that are in need would hear from Christians who are showing them love and grace, even in their own fear of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story. Learn how to partner with SGA's work in the full report online.
It's in such time that God's people gather together to take care of one another.
Next, the Israeli Prime Minister met with U.S. envoys yesterday to discuss Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Talks centered on Israeli troop withdrawals and Hamas disarmament. Meanwhile, Israel continues to weigh the psychological cost of war. Believers on the ground tell Bruce with Uncharted Ministries,
they can see a lot of brokenness even on the streets of Jerusalem, a sense of people not knowing what to do. Some people they'll see on the streets, just wandering around, disoriented.
Israeli soldiers are facing post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, in record numbers. Suicide rates are skyrocketing, too.
Some of our leaders have been on 5 different rotations. They are having an increasingly difficult time to cope with what they're experiencing and seeing on the battlefield, the PTSD, the trauma. They don't know what to deal with it.
Because so many Israelis serve in the military, it's common in this small nation to know someone affected by PTSD.
Relationally, the stress on families is unbelievable. They're seeing an increase in divorce, separations, family trauma, turmoil. They are understaffed for counselors in the country.
Pray for wisdom for Bruce and other uncharted leaders as they seek opportunities to respond with the hope of Christ. Then, over 20 people in Myanmar died at a candlelight vigil this month that was intentionally attacked by the country's military. The military dropped bombs from mechanical paragliders. Many in Myanmar are still recovering from the devastating earthquake that hit the country this March. But AMG International has been able to help people rebuild. Brian Dennett says,
AMG has been able to reach over 36,000 people since March. That's over 6,000 families who were helped in their effects from this awful earthquake, but also heard a clear gospel presentation.
AMG has built 50 permanent homes, is housing 227 families in temporary housing, plans to build 40 more permanent homes this quarter, and has fed thousands.
One thing that's just particularly heartwarming is that 10 churches were rebuilt and repaired and also used as sites to distribute all of these much needed services to those who were affected. And that's serving both believers, our brothers and sisters, and also just our neighbors there.
Please pray for those who are suffering in Myanmar and that the Lord will work through these painful events. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.